After their room, the four spent the most time together in the dining hall, so called as though anyone could mistake its vaulted ceilings, tree-length tables, and brassy chandeliers for anything so pedestrian as a cafeteria. Margaret managed, though. Despite being the one most dazzled by the space, she couldn't call it anything other than the cafeteria. When they entered the hall for their first dinner together, she stopped. The flow of new freshmen tripped up first over the obstruction caused by the four, and then by the scattered double takes at Margaret, whose face and body her own suite mates were also still stealing glances at, wondering why they hadn't been warned. Margaret had cheekbones that sliced each one of them open in turn, Jisun by their architecture, Alice by how smooth and bright they were, scar-free, and Lainey by the desire to touch them, compare their structure to her own, which she'd always considered the best thing about her face.
Wow, we get to eat in here.
Margaret looked around, oblivious to or unmoved by the people who turned to look at her. Her long, gauzy white skirt and her heart-shaped face made her look like some kind of moon child princess bride, like she trailed glitter, didn't belong on this planet, let alone in a dining hall, even one with chandeliers.
Didn't you see it when you visited?
Alice asked, ushering Margaret by the arm toward the tray stand.
Oh, I didn't visit,
Margaret said, choosing a fork as though it might play a song.
I just got in off the wait list.
Oh, Lainey said, and nodded, tried to think of how best to react. She couldn't imagine admitting this. She'd been waitlisted at Trinity College, and even after being offered acceptance, the sting had manifested as lingering resentment toward all things even nominally Irish.
Wow,
Margaret said again when they'd finished piling their trays and stood, looking for a place to sit.
Just, wow.
She held her tray with one arm and used the other to gesture around the room, as though her suitemates couldn't see it. Her attitude was infectious. Jisun, the least impressed by institutional spaces, especially American ones that prided themselves on their heritage, did feel now like the room was polished gold, sun dust from the fading day washing the students in honeyed light, glinty little sparks bouncing off the lowest glass facets in the light fixtures.
Yeah, hey, wow,
Jisun said, teasing but warm. They settled at a round six-top that they could tell in their bones would be their table, even as they shared it on this first night with two other freshmen, both of whom seemed more in awe of this foursome, somehow already solidified, than of their surroundings. They traded the usual questions with the other two girls, where are you from, which is your residence hall, but none of the four bothered to listen to or remember the other girls' answers, especially after, when Lainey answered upstate New York, they asked again, with new emphasis, no, but where are you from? Like, where are you originally from? Lainey rolled her eyes, a signal to her roommates to let Lainey decide when or whether to answer this question, which Alice and Jisun might have guessed, but Margaret wouldn't have known. The four had some basic background about one another, and now wanted urgently to know more vital information. Did they have boyfriends? Girlfriends? Had they ever? Had they had sex? Who was smartest? Who would be best loved by the others among them? Who would lead the way? Four was good in this regard. They could see it already. Better than three because there was less stasis. Three meant one could always think of herself as the nucleus, the reason. But four were enough to make a bridge, to link arms all sorts of ways, to have no center. After dinner, they stopped outside the closed door to their room. The new whiteboard hung there, pristine when they'd left, now covered in frenzied letters that filled the space. I already love you. Marry me. Asterisk. All of them looked at Margaret, who smiled and shook her head in a gentle way that suggested she both accepted and rejected that she was the proposal's intended recipient. She inched closer to read the small footnote scrawled at the bottom of the board aloud.
Hook up with me at least? Oh, please.
She groaned and smiled and pushed open the door to their room, leaving the other three to consider that maybe the message hadn't been meant for just Margaret, and anyway, who cared about marriage when they'd just arrived at college?